U.S. military officials in the Middle East said today that war plans in Iraq are on track despite desert sandstorms that have slowed the progress of troops heading toward Baghdad. The U.S. 3rd Infantry Division is camped about 50 miles outside Baghdad, waiting for reinforcements and supplies before attacking the elite Republican Guard, which is protecting the capital. U.S. military officials had a briefing today at Central Command in Doha, Qatar. Major General Victor E. Renouart, Jr. and Brigadier General Vincent Brooks conducted the briefing. General Renouart had this to say about the military effort.
As many of your embedded correspondents have noted out in the field, it's a little bit ugly out there today. Weather has had an impact on the battlefield with high winds, with some rain, with some thunderstorms, and that's occurred really throughout the country. So it's been not a terribly comfortable day on the battlefield. However, that hasn't stopped us. Our precision all-weather weapon systems and an aggressive integrated operations plan by our air and land components have allowed coalition forces to maintain and increase pressure on the regime on all fronts, even in the bad weather. The air component will fly over 1,400 combat and combat support missions over Iraq today, paying particular attention to the Iraqi Republican Guards. Our land forces continue to progress northward. We've had a few engagements over the last 24 hours in the vicinity of An-Nasiriyah and al-Basra, and as you know, have suffered some casualties. But we've also inflicted more on the enemy and destroyed a number of their tanks, artillery pieces, and troop formations. The bottom line is we're on track, and we'll deal with these regular and irregular forces wherever we find them. Finally, our special operating forces from each of our coalition partners conduct missions throughout the country. These missions vary from reconnaissance to direct action to facilitation of humanitarian operations.
U.S. Army Major General Victor E. Renouart, Jr. NPR Steve Inskeep is at U.S. Central Command headquarters in Qatar. Steve, there might be some fighting in Basra, which the U.S. Said it initially wanted to avoid. Why is that?
Well, that's right, Bob. The U.S. is accepting the reality that they're going to have to be engaging in some urban combat. And you talk about it being ugly out there. There's a realistic possibility it could get uglier, and not because of the weather. In Basra, you have what's described as a humanitarian crisis because electricity and water has been cut off to part of the city. And so suddenly you have the specter of U.S. or British forces fighting their way into this city and perhaps causing a great deal of damage, you just don't know, in order to help the populace. So it's a risky move, but one that U.S. officials appear to have concluded it's time to take.
What are the preparations for an assault on Baghdad?
Well, the air offensive has continued against a Republican Guard division, the Medina division, which is lying across the path of that U.S. 3rd Infantry that the general mentioned there just a moment ago. And we don't have a clear sense of how badly it's been damaged by 2 days of air raids, but the military says that the damage has been substantial. The preparation for this division to be attacked has moved forward well, according to the U.S.
The general was asked about those satellite jamming devices the Iraqis were using.
Oh, yes, indeed, he was. These are devices that apparently were received from Russia, although that country wasn't specifically mentioned in the briefing. And the general said that there were about 6 of them that were being used. They were trying to jam the GPS sensors that soldiers use to direct bombs directly to their targets. The U.S. contends that it is now successfully destroyed, found and destroyed all of those GPS sensors. And the general even went on to say that one of them had been taken out with a GPS-guided bomb, which would appear to suggest that, in any event, they didn't have all that much effect on combat on the battlefield.
What have they managed to accomplish given the weather today?
Not an awful lot, except that there has, I shouldn't say that. There was some fighting in the city of Nasiriyah, another place where there was urban combat today, Bob. The U.S. Marines pushed through that city. They crossed a couple of bridges going to the other side of the Euphrates River, which is a major obstacle depending on which route you take to Baghdad. And now this Marine unit is continuing up toward Baghdad. So you have a second prong of U.S. troops approaching the capital, the U.S. Army to the south directly, and these Marines a little bit more to the southeast, both approaching Baghdad.
NPR Steve Inskeep at U.S. Central Command in Qatar.